Welcome to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast, where we discuss scripture from the Bible. We pray that this will inspire and encourage you in your walk with God. Let's take a listen to episode 16.
Well, let's look at 1 Samuel 17, 41 to 53. We're not going to read it. I'm just going to tell the basic story of it. You can read it later. One of our most favorite battles in the Bible, I guess, this is where David is coming up against Goliath. Mm-hmm. And he's just a teenage boy. And he's come to the battlefield. He comes before the king because he's the one putting his hand up saying, I'll go and battle this guy. I mean, the scenario is incredible. What a champion David is. And so he's before Saul and he's trying to convince Saul, hey, you know, when the lion came, you know, I was looking after the sheep. I got rid of that lion. You know, when the bear came, defeated that as well. Like, I can do this. You know, there's belief within David that he could bring this giant down. Why? Because God is with him. So then Saul agrees, tries to put his armor on David. That's a whole nother conversation. But David's like, this doesn't fit right. Anyway, so he grabs what we would consider, how could you defeat a giant with a bunch of stones and a slingshot? Mm. Yet he gathers these things. Mm. And so you've got the scenario, there's the giant, there's David, he's got his stones, you know, the giant, he's like, what on earth is this? You sent a boy to defeat me. I'm like, amazing.
Am I a dog?
Yes, exactly. And so, you know, David ignores all of his ridiculous accusations. And I love the heart of David here. Mm. He knows he's going to win the battle. He's like, you know, who do you think you are? I'm served the God who is like, what is it, the angels, the
God of armies of Israel.
Yes, thank you. He's just the best, the Most High. And so then, of course, we see David come against this Philistine, throw his stone. Stone hits the middle of his head, giant falls forward. David runs to the giant, lops off his head. What a legend. Mm. And basically the whole army of the Philistines panic and run, and Israel defeats them, and it's an incredible battle, of victory. In fact, our what is it called? Our opening, our
intro.
Intro to church every week is about this because we have the victory and against impossible odds. Again, I feel like this theme is coming through is that the most, you know, I don't know, unheard of ways of victory, God is bringing about a victory using a teenager.
Yeah.
Using some stones. You know, this is so crazy that God brings about victories not according to our ability or our means or us working it out. When God wants to give you victory, he'll give it to you and he'll just use his ways because his ways are higher than our ways. Mm. But maybe there's some other things about victory we want to highlight here.
Well, definitely something that stands out to me is what you mentioned, that the lions and the bears that David had fought and overcome in private, you know. Mm-hmm. No one saw that. But the confidence that he came into this battle, what contrasted him with everybody else is he walked in, his faith was in God, but it was in the God who he'd come to know through those personal victories.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and so it's us understanding that victory has that momentum of don't underestimate those smaller things. I mean, in my mind, facing a lion or a bear is not that insignificant. And yet to him, it came with the territory, came with a job.
Yes, that's right.
And so what are the things that just come with the job, you know, come with the life that we live?
Yeah.
And we may not think much of it, but it's setting us up for the greater moments of victory, you know. And so this season of victory is referring to the big things in life, but it's also doing the everyday battles that we face, and we're building a history with God that carries great momentum.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what you think. When you're facing something, you think, what do I know? What have I learned? What can I draw from?
Yeah.
And I think for so many people, I was talking to someone about this the other day, we all have this bucket and some people's buckets are full to overflowing and you scoop out the reference point of this is who I know God to be.
Mm-hmm.
And for other people, you look in there and there's a couple of drops. It's not because they haven't been through anything, but they didn't use what they went through to fill that bucket full of faith to draw from for the victory.
Yeah. Or maybe they had holes in their buckets and they forgot really 100%. The victory after victory that God has given them because there's a hole in their buckets.
Bucket. There's a hole in my bucket.
They're bucket buckets. Anyway, be blessed by that. But also I think, this whole thing of building upon these victories is that every time you get a victory, again, you see something about God. And so when David came before Saul to try and convince him, it's like, I know God.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know him.
Yep.
He's given me victory here, so he's going to give me victory there. Like, duh, of course. Yeah. And that's what I think we need to build within our life, realizing if he's done it before, in a smaller scale even, he's going to do it again because God is God.
Yeah.
He's faithful, true to his promises, true to his words. So never doubt him. He will come through the victory time after time after time.
That's right. He knew who he was and he knew whose he was.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's what I see in this story. He knew exactly who he was in God and whose he was, and that's why he won. So didn't let his confidence be shaken.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thanks for listening to our 21-Day Overwhelming Victory Podcast. We pray it inspired and blessed you. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode.